It's 11:06. I'm Lois Reitzes. Welcome to City Lights, a celebration of the infinite ways in which people express themselves creatively through music, dance, food, the written word, visual art, theater, film, and more. Film composer John Williams has brought powerful, heroic, operatic tunes that fly off the screen. But as one of the master musical storytellers, he's also produced a number of gentler tracks to illuminate character and relationships. Our own Dr. Scott Stewart, WABE film music commentator and host of Strike Up the Band, is with us to examine this softer side of John Williams. Scott, welcome back.
Lois, thanks for having me back. It's just about 4 weeks and a couple days out from the premiere of Star Wars 7. We're doing our big countdown. My students have increasingly, within dress code requirements, been showing up with various Star Wars apparel, including now glowing hats. So I'm really excited to see what else comes out in terms of merchandising in the next few weeks.
But no Princess Leia costumes for jury duty.
No, I think that would be screened at the door. But we've been enjoying looking at John Williams's compositional approaches to the first six Star Wars movies. We've heard many of those big, memorable, heroic themes from Star Wars, including Luke's theme, which is the main Star Wars tune, the leitmotifs assigned to the Force or Obi-Wan Kenobi, and of course we're familiar with the Imperial March, if not from Star Wars, but to most basketball games whenever the opposing team comes out. And as you say, there are many other themes. Often in these two and a half hour movies, John Williams is composing upwards of 90 to 100 minutes of music. So it's not just those really memorable ones. We've got some great underscoring and some other music that's transmitting lots of information to all of us that are sitting in the theaters. Several of these are in that category of lyrical and lush and even romantic tunes.
Very much so. Princess Leia Organa, played by Carrie Fisher brilliantly, appears as the lead female role in the Star Wars series. John Williams gives her a very distinctive musical theme to identify her on screen and give us some insight into her character.
Yeah, and her theme is tender and alluring, and I think we could consider it a love theme, even though there's no real love interest in the first Star Wars movie from 1977. The Han Solo romance develops later in The Empire Strikes Back. The Leia leitmotif is a musical theme that opens on the interval, the melodic interval, that we call the major sixth. So if you sing a scale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 6, that's a major sixth. And that seems to suggest some kind of longing or yearning, because it really hasn't arrived. It seems to want to go somewhere as a melody.
When I first learned about the sixth, in theory, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, the way the mnemonic device was, My Bonnie Lies
Yes,
Over
My Bonnie, or you can think of the NBC tune, because there are lots of little sixths in there. Yeah, but it's a great interval, a really singable one. And we first encounter it in Star Wars 4, A New Hope, when Princess Leia is hiding the plans to the Death Star in R2-D2. And we get a little bit of the battle music and the mysterious setting, and we hear the flute playing just a part of her theme for the first time. You might have deduced from the scary music that things did not go so well for her because she gets hit by a stun ray and then taken to Darth Vader right after the scene.
Hit by the stormtroopers. If we can stop there for just a second. Stormtroopers, not so subtle comparison to Nazis.
No, not at all. And you've seen some of the marching scenes and the way they appear in formation in some of the bays. A definite comparison to that kind of a totalitarian regime, for sure. Yeah.
But I must say, just hearing you a moment ago talk about scoring 100 minutes mm-hmm. of music, and then hearing Leia's theme, the beautiful Anakin's theme that opened. This is really about as Wagnerian as Williams has ever struck me.
It is big and sweeping, and actually we hear the full Princess Leia theme a little bit later, and that gives us really that reminder that this is pulled right from the opera Pit. I think it's interesting that John Williams uses a solo French horn to introduce us originally to the Obi-Wan theme when Luke is looking at the binary sunset, and we also have it now for Princess Leia, so we're getting a sense that our heroic characters may be a little bit isolated or on their own, or maybe they're alone or a little lonely at the top, but there's clearly this sense of separation with that kind of lonely horn sound.
And I must say that it is played so
beautifully. Isn't it stunning?
When it's French horn is played well, it's stunning.
Yeah, and it just reminds us that Los Angeles and some of the studio musicians that are all around the country are some of the top players in the business, just solid, solid musicians. As we come to expect, once John Williams gives us a melody, then he starts to fiddle with it a little bit, and we often get a full orchestral treatment, and here's what that sounds like with Princess Leia's theme.
Instrument choices, it seems to take on different aspects. The theme takes on different aspects of Princess Leia's character.
I agree. You know, we started with that solo horn, which was kind of very isolated, and then we moved to the violins with that really kind of cool horn counter melody, adding a little, kind of a little bit of a layer of complexity. And then with that last iteration, which just kind of had that big explosion at the end, we had full brass providing all of this rhythmic interest and all of these syncopated rhythmic figures swirling around, maybe suggesting a swirl of emotions or a very complex personality. And I do find it interesting that Leia's softer theme is maybe more passive, more alluring, more sensual maybe, but her character in the movie is very strong. It is. She's a political leader. She's a senator. She's a revolutionary.
In spite of that hairdo.
Her little Cinnabon hairdo is very unique. She is certainly bright. She's got a forceful and sassy personality. She's firing blasters. She flies land speeders. She's getting her hands dirty repairing spacecraft. So it's kind of an interesting contrast between who we know to be a very strong leading role character, given at times a very soft theme.
Yeah, multifaceted. Mm-hmm. So it's not unusual to see musical intervals like perfect fifths, which you will also demonstrate for us, described as masculine or soft and masculine this openness, like Aaron Copland.
Bomb, bomb. Yeah, that kind of very solid, rooted sound of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And often associated with the open plains right. in the American West. And then the soft lyrical music as feminine. Now, Scott, is this sexist?
I think it's just archaic. I don't think it's really helpful these days to assign gendered descriptors of masculine or feminine to musical gestures, because really music is just music. Those are arbitrary cultural imprints that are always in flux. So I think those days of, you know, maybe the 30s, 40s of stereotyping or using some kind of paradigm of, you know, men as strong heroic figures that deserve that kind of music and women as soft, passive and sensitive ones are way, way gone. So we have plenty of evidence of powerful women and sensitive men. So it takes a lot more thought, I think, in terms of composition to assign human emotions rather than gendered ones. Mm. And just as there are many kinds of love relationships, there could be yearning, passionate love, unrequited love, the love you have for a child or a parent or a grandparent, the love of a best friend, or even the love of a pet. Music can, I think, in a very nuanced way, bring out these expressions of relationship in the context of a movie or a television plot.
Absolutely.
So I don't think gender is particularly relevant when you tag these musical ideas.
Good point. So when we move forward with the sequels and relationships do occur, John Williams develops some other themes out of the material in the Princess Leia motif.
Right. And the prominent love story, of course, is between rogue mercenary Han Solo and Princess Leia. And this begins in a very comical, antagonistic, name-calling, bantering way and slowly evolves into a romance. So once again, we call on our friend in the French horn section to present the first tune of their romance.
So the opening, there it is,
yeah.
The opening melodic shape is identical to Princess Leia's motif.
Yep. There it is. It's that major sixth once again that starts off both of the tunes. There are these four distinct phrases, just like lots of folk songs and pop songs have, kind of like a paragraph of four sentences, where the third one is kind of the big climactic one and the fourth one kind of closes things off. And I think also those little churning cellos in the background and the use of the harp in combination with the horn is really, really effective in this context. In the last scene of The Empire Strikes Back, you may remember that Han Solo has been frozen in carbonite and he's been carted off by Boba Fett. And Luke's getting his new hand, remember? And Luke and Leia and the droids are on the medical ship contemplating the future and the third sequel. And the movie draws to a close, and then we hear, as the camera pans away from the spaceship to the new star, we hear the Han and Leia theme just heating up the entire theater with full massive orchestral treatment. It's so epic.
It is epic. And this is just Hollywood music at its very best.
I think so. And this is one of those places where music steps into the foreground, I think.
It's kind
of
like being at a concert.
So great.
Absolutely.
And I always love how he surprises us with, you know, the end title music that's always the same, and how he connects that to the end of each film. It's so well done.
Yeah. Now, speaking of a little foreshadowing, there's also a family relationship revealed in the series. We learn in Star Wars VI, The Return of the Jedi, that Leia's actually Luke's twin sister and has Jedi powers, which may answer the questions some of us had about why weren't they in the romantic relationship.
I think that was, if they could go back and get rid of a couple of the kisses in the first movie, they would. But those were very innocent, kind of farm boy things. John Williams had to switch now.
Oh, really? Is that?
Well, that's just having grown up near a farm.
Okay.
John Williams had to switch his plan now from, you know, a more passionate romantic love theme to describing a more deep family relationship. And of course, it has that supernatural connection now with the Force. Any bets on which instrument he used to introduce this theme?
Could it be the French horn?
In fact, it is the French horn. Here's a little bit of the Luke and Leia theme.
Let's hear.
This tune's a little more drawn out. It has a nice tender quality. It actually reminds me a little bit of Make Our Garden Grow from Candide. There's a little bit of that opening melody that may have been borrowed or homaged. There's this cool rising action that I think is very hopeful and optimistic, as opposed to the Han and Leia thing, which has a little bit of turmoil in it. Interestingly, we combine the two primary melodic intervals of both Luke's theme, which is dum be dum ba dum, that fifth, with resolving da dee da 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 bum bum, is the sixth. So we have both the fifth and the sixth in this melody, and that's Luke's and Leia's primary intervals.
Scott, if you had been my theory professor, I wouldn't still be having anxiety dreams.
Well, we would also be cutting out that entire unit on 12-tone rows.
I seriously still have classic anxiety dreams about music theory classes.
I know. I hear at Westminster our AP theory teachers going at it. I start to get my staff paper out and doing melodic dictation. It's frightening. John Williams, once again, gives us the more intimate chamber version, and then we get full strings, horns, timpani, orchestra bells, suspended cymbals making major colors for a bigger treatment of the Luke and Leia theme.
So that really is Make Our Garden Don't you think Grow it's from Bernstein's.
It's pretty familiar,
Candide.
Yeah.
But it's not stealing. It is
nope.
Homage.
Yeah, I think so.
What's next?
Well, In Star Wars 1, 2, and 3, the prequels, we learn of the origins of supervillain Darth Vader. Anakin Skywalker, who later becomes Vader, courts and marries Princess Padme Amidala. And the elephant in the room for all of the three prequels, because we know what's coming, is that Anakin becomes Darth Vader. And so we still are enjoying his growing up years that he had, quote-unquote, normal growing up years, even though he was the most powerful Jedi Knight of all time.
And daddy issues surface.
Yes. But there is a love theme given to Anakin and Padme, which is entitled Across the Stars. And what you'll notice right away when it begins is that instead of a major six that we get with Princess Leia's theme and with the Han and Leia love theme, is that it's a minor six. So it's a little more poignant and maybe a little bit more aiming toward not such a great ending.
Oh, Scott, this is so fantastic. And I have to say that your enthusiasm for John Williams scores and the Star Wars music in particular is not just infectious, it's inspiring.
Oh, thank you. I think John is so talented and works great on the screen, but if you're not watching the movie, the music sounds just as good.
Yeah, and even Olivia Pope. My favorite scandal, Kerry Washington is excited. She did a little shtick on it, and so maybe we'll have gladiators in space.
Let's do it.
All right, Scott Stewart is WABE film music commentator, also hosts Strike Up the Band, and conducts the Atlanta Youth Wind Symphony. Dr. Stewart is on the music faculty at the Westminster Schools.